Hello, this is Matthew Bowles from Phoenix, Arizona, and I thought that I would demonstrate my auto harp today. Christian demonstrated his accordion, so it gave me the idea to demonstrate my auto harp to you in case you never heard of one or wondered what it was. If you've had a good music program in your school, you would have spent about 15 minutes with one. They would have said, you know, okay, class, come up here and here's the C chord and here's the G chord. Good, now let's move on to the next thing. So you would have gotten about 15 minutes of real exposure to it. That's if you had a good music program. The good thing about an auto harp is that you can start out real simple, but you can get real complex with it. So that's why it's easy enough for school children to use, but you can get extremely advanced on it. And there's a legend of auto harp Brian Bowers, who he's world-renowned. So he's to the auto harp what Earl Scruggs is to the banjo. I'll start out by describing what an auto harp is. You picture a rectangle, but one corner is taken off. That's where the pins are. Now, there are a couple of styles of auto harp. We'll be dealing with the chromatic auto harp. I'll be explaining things for those who have musical knowledge and those who don't have musical knowledge. As I said, this is real simple, but it can get complex, but you have to get it in tune first. On the right side of the auto harp, we'll be laying this flat. It's a flat box with 36 strings across it. On the right side is the chord bar assembly. In older models, you'll actually feel the bars, but in newer Oscar Schmidt models, it'll actually have a box assembly on top of it, so you won't actually feel the bars, you'll just feel the buttons sticking up. Some have 15 chords, some have 21, some have even less than that. And on the newer models, for the newer style of upright playing, the chord bar assembly will be the farthest to the right, and you'll hold it up in the air with the thin end, which has the corner taken off of the rectangle, up in the air. If you're holding it up in the air, the strings will be vertical. But they'll go across, 36 of them across, and you'll chord with your left hand while strumming up above it with your right hand. If you're not comfortable with it, like I'm not comfortable that way, if you're used to playing guitar or other instruments, you'll want to play lap style. But the way the new ones are made, if you play lap style, you have to cross your hands, and that's not very comfortable. And it also limits you as far as what you can play because you don't have as much hand motion. In some of the older models, the chord bar assembly is more toward the middle so that you can play it on your lap, and there's a little room on the right of the chord bar assembly, so it's more toward the middle. The one I've got and the one I'll be showing you today is a lap harp, and it's specifically designed for schools because it's easy enough for the children just to put their hands on and play. It's the attaché model, so it's built into a rectangle, so the corner isn't lopped off. The chord bar assembly is all the way to the left, and the strings go off to the right. The pins are on the right, so you don't hold this up. This is a lap harp, and it's built into the attaché case, and the part where it would usually angle off for the corner that's taken off is filled with a compartment. Now, the concept of the chord bars is when you press down on the chord bar, there are felts on the one side of the bar which press down on all the strings of that chord that don't belong there. So if you press the C chord bar, your D and your F and A, they don't belong there. Things like that, they don't belong there. So it's going to felt those out and mute those. And it has sort of a washboard sound. I'll play it in a minute. To get notes, you know, just simple notes, passing notes, you just quickly switch from bar to bar, but you can get as simple or as complicated as you want with it, and I'll show you how this sounds. To tune it, by the way, they're actually tuning pins. They're not geared like guitars. They're threaded tuning pins. If you have wound a clock before, it's the same concept. The key is a similar shape. I believe it's the clock key is a little bit larger, but it's the same shape. It's a square. And you use an auto harp wrench to tune it. But since 1985, they've come up with fine tuners at the other end. In my case, the left end, the long end of the auto harp. that you can use an Allen key for and tune instead of getting out the wrench and finding the right pin. So for blind users, it's easy to use these fine tuners because you just pluck the note that you're trying to tune and you feel with your left hand, and then the string that's vibrating, you stop with your Allen key on that tuner and you can tune that right there. As I said, it has 36 strings.
Okay, there are 12 notes for the scale, so with 36 strings, you don't quite get all the octaves. The auto harp scale, the notes go from on the end to up at the top. Now, up at the top, because the pins curve off on an angle, like that corner is lopped off, the pins go all the way up to the top, and there's only about an inch and a half for this one note to play. But at the bottom end, there's about a foot and a half of playing space at the bottom end, but it decreases as you go up the scale. So you have not quite all the notes. From strings 12 to 36, that's two full octaves with every note, C, C-sharp, D, E-flat, E, all the way up through the octaves. The first 11 strings are a little different. Now that's because if you had a full octave on the lower range, it would be too thumpy. So we start out with two notes here, F and G, and then you skip to C, C, D, E, F, one sharp in there, F sharp, G, your full octaves on C. If you don't press any chord buttons down, you get a terrible sound. It sounds worse if you use your picks. You can simply use a thumb pick. You really do need to use picks with an auto harp because you can just pick at your guitar with your fingers, but the auto harp has so many strings on it, 36, and they're so close together, I'd say there's only about a quarter inch between each string, so there's not very much space. If you don't use picks, you're going to tear up your fingers real fast, and you're not going to like that after about 2 days. I have a thumb pick on, a plastic thumb pick, then I have four metal banjo picks on, so if you don't press your chord bars, it sounds terrible, not only with the thumb picks, but with these. So that's why you need your chord bars pressed down. That's what it sounds like. That scraping noise is the notes that aren't supposed to be there. They're being felted out. It's being felted out because it's not supposed to be in the chord. So that playing I did was just with the thumb pick, and that's what you can get if you have school children that just want to play a couple of chords. You can be that simple, or you can play very complicated. Forward with your thumb, back with the picks back toward you. You'll want to use the picks individually. No. At this point, before playing anymore, I'm going to
show you what happens when you plug in. I've got a lead chord here. They manufactured a special pickup for the auto harp to amplify it, which I bought. It's a special bar pickup that goes the length of the auto harp, because if you buy the guitar pickups, it won't be good enough. It won't carry the sound. This one is installed underneath the chord bar box, so you don't even see it.
All right, now I've connected the lead to the auto harp. For instance, from just a plain auto harp. Sevenths. And it has minors. You only really get about seven major chords. Said there's not as many sharps in the lower octave. It only sounds as good in the higher octaves, in the two higher octaves. In the lower octave, it just sounds bad. Like, and it's not used very much. There's a C minor. Here's A sharp that isn't used very much. You can't change a lot of the chord bars because it's just that they're pretty much fixed because of the physical way they're built. They either, you know, they're lined up. Like on the 21 chord, it's seven buttons across, three rows down. The bars go in a straight line across, but the buttons, in order to fit them all in, they're angled. And on the older models, they're built like that so that the shapes stay the same, so you can't mix and match unless you're on the same row. But the newer ones, you can take the whole box off and change all the buttons around and all the bars around, and you can make your own layout. And a lot of the auto harps from the factories don't come with a very best layout. You'll always find mistakes when you buy an auto harp right from the factory, so you'll want to join an auto harp community or find someone near your relative area who plays auto harp and can do some work on it. I mean, you can find these for $50 on up, depending on if people know what they have. If they have one in a garage sale, it's most likely had the same strings on it for 35 years, and it may not sound as good. And the problem with those is the older models, there's a lot of work that needs to be done on them. And it's most likely in the box, and the chord bars underneath, the felts may wear out, the buttons may not press down, there's springs involved. It's a lot of mechanical stuff involved. So if you can get it in tune, and if it stays there, and if the felts aren't bad, it'll sound good. But a lot of people are turned off because they can't get it in tune and can't get it to sound good. And you could pay a couple $1,000s for custom-built auto harps. But that's when you get to play really good and can afford it. This one here, this attaché model that sits on your lap, is about $300. All this extra stuff that I've added to it. The pickup, it costs $80. It came with a little box with a jack that wasn't much good, so I had a friend wire in a quarter-inch jack for it's a guitar input, basically, and he drilled into the auto harp and all sorts of things, and that cost me labor for him doing it. And then the fine tuners, you have to have someone drill some holes, so you could definitely need sighted systems if you're going to be making adjustments to these. And so the fine tuner anchor and the Allen key screws on the left side of it cost me $80, and so there's a lot of maintenance you can put into this thing. And it's very addicting once you get into enjoying the instrument. So I'm going to play a little more. And I'm going to turn down the microphones. I'm going to turn them off completely so that you can hear the instrument by itself on the pickup. So that's just a little noodling I did. There's no name to that, and that's not really a song. It's just playing for you. It distorted just a little bit because it's a very loud instrument. I didn't have a way to control the volume. That this pickup doesn't come with one. I could have had one built in, but I didn't figure it was necessary. That just gives you an idea of what the auto harp is and how it sounds. And if you have any questions about it or would like to talk more about it, let me know. My email is matthewbullis@runbox.com. It's matthewbullis@runbox.com. That's runbox.com. And I'll be happy to talk about auto harps and what you're going to run into, or if you are an auto harp player, I'll direct you to other people who are, which there's an email list that you can join. And there may be an auto harp club in your community. So I hope that you got something out of this, demonstrating an instrument that really doesn't get too much credit, or people think that it's just a toy. I really enjoy playing this, and so I'd like to chat with you about auto harps, so email me if you'd like. And, thanks for listening.